She's 8 years older than me. Her husband died the 20th of May, 1930. And mine died the 4th of August, the same year. Mm-hmm. And what little insurance we was able to be carrying on, we took it and bought this material and had this house built. Bought the lot for $85 from Don Fuller. He did now, but it don't leave any crack on. And then we bought an old sawmill house for the framing and all, and then we had it built. That was... '31, 'cause we moved in '32. Me and my four kids. And she was the boss, my sister. She was more and far for all of us. So we, my kids, she went off to Florida to work and left me here, and she took my kids down, two of them down there, and put them through high school. Mm-hmm. And me and the other two stayed here, and they went to school here. I got three boys and one girl. That's my family that you see on that big car. Right. And that was, well, if I say we moved in here the 5th day of January, 1932, we've been right here ever since. And my kids got grown, and two oldest boys went into the World War II. And the baby, they wouldn't have him. He was a 4F-er. He's got it. He's still sickly. But now four of them's in Detroit. Mm-hmm. That's where my daughter went when she got out of Florida school. She went up there to take some kind of course, and she took a man instead. Mm-hmm. Raised the family. Mm-hmm. Got married. Mm-hmm. But oh, when them boys come out the army, then I had bought up a lot of food, canned food and stuff, so they could lay here and eat and relax. Sure, they didn't stay here but about 2 days.
Is that right?
And they lit out to Detroit where she was.
Good.
Well, she seemed kind of like their mother in a way, because when the daddy died, I had to go out there and go to work. I worked for some everybody in this town, mm-hmm. trying to raise them. And she being the oldest, she stayed in, kept house, cooked. Mm-hmm. So, I had an old auntie come live with me when my sister was in Florida. She stayed here with me 10 years. She died. Mm-hmm. And then my sister moved back here, come back from Florida, and we've been here ever since. Mm-hmm. We were cooked out, you know, cooked for these white folks. Mm-hmm. After the children come by and didn't stay, they went on to Detroit, Michigan, where my daughter was. And she, they've been up there ever since. Mm-hmm.